All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This is episode 70, and it's been a minute. I apologize for that, but let's get right to it. You may hear a train in the background periodically. That's because I'm in Chicago, and the L runs right outside this hotel. Sorry about the background noise. Hopefully that makes it gritty. Well, let's start with what is now an old story, mainly because it's from Florida. Michael Dunn was found not guilty of first-degree murder of Jordan Davis. However, he was found guilty of three counts of attempted murder for shooting at the other three guys in the car with Jordan Davis. That's the logic, okay? You're not guilty of the one you murdered, but you are guilty of attempting to kill the ones you didn't kill. Now, I'm no lawyer. You knew that, but the legal argument is, and the protectionist argument is, well, they shouldn't have charged him with first-degree murder because it wasn't premeditated. And I don't buy that, because it wasn't like he didn't think about it before he went to his car and got his gun and unloaded the clip into the car door, bullets going through the door and killing the kids. So I think that's premeditated. I think you thought about it. You know, it wasn't in the heat of the moment. But anyway, he'll be going to jail possibly for 60 years. He will possibly be retried on the murder charge. Once again, they're blaming the prosecutor. And it's Florida. There's no other explanation. It's Florida. And at the same time, we have Michael Giles, an airman, never been convicted of a crime, anything else. Oh, yeah. He was convicted of a crime because he wasn't allowed to use the Stand My Ground law when he was attacked outside of a nightclub. So he's doing 25 years. Yeah, he's doing 25 years in a Florida prison for shooting a guy in the leg. Maybe his mistake was not killing his attacker. More likely his mistake was being black. Michael, you're on the wrong side of the gun. Listen. This is it. If you're in Florida, if you're a young black man in Florida or a kid, I think if you're between the ages of 12 and 40, just leave. There's nothing you could do because you have this weird power that seems to scare armed racist men. They're just scared of you, and it's legal for them to just unload a clip. So just get out. And yeah, I did say it's a black-white thing. It's so funny. There are people who actually say, for instance, this Michael Dunn, Jordan Davis case, or the Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case. Well, it's not about race. I don't know what world they live in, but I'm going to go out on a limb here. Maybe I'll be the only one. I'm going to tell you, yes, it's about race. All right, just stop it. It's not about race. The hell else would it be? But we got... There's more to get to. Okay, so this story, I could go on and on about this, but we all know. If you're listening to me, you know that this is wrong. At least the guy's going to jail for something, even if it's the wrong thing. I don't know if that's justice or not, but hopefully they keep him off the streets. And good luck in general population with the whole I shot an unarmed black kid for listening to hip-hop too loud thing. Man, you're going to have a hard time in prison. Think there's a little hip-hop in there. This conservative movement, I just don't understand. Now, here's another crusade they're on. And this is really funny. See, because these Republicans, these conservatives, these right wingers, if there's one thing they hate, it's Sharia law. You know, the Islamic law that the radical Islamists claim this comes straight from the Quran and this is why we do it. And they hate, there's nothing worse. Ooh, those Muslims, they're killers. Yet they want to do the same thing here in the United States. They love their idea, and it's their idea. It's nothing to do with the Constitution or the actual truth of the United States. They love this idea that the United States is a Christian nation. You know, sort of like Saudi Arabia is a Muslim nation. Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry. Wait, it's okay. Saudis are friends. They sell us oil. Anyway, they talk about the founding fathers, of which Thomas Jefferson was one. And Thomas Jefferson said, and it's a famous thing, that we need to create a wall of separation between church and state. Then Ronald Reagan, another one of their gods, they love Ronnie. They love Ronnie. They say there hasn't been a true conservative since Ronnie. Well, guess what? Ronald Reagan said, church and state are and must remain separate. Well, maybe not so much, Mr. Reagan, because it was one thing when you had Rick Santorum, okay, saying that he believes the laws of our country must comport with God's law, because Santorum's crazy, right? Santorum's a nutcase. Santorum's extreme, right? Well, what about Mike Huckabee, who had a good run in the 2008 presidential race and is considering running in 2016. Now, Huckabee is an ordained Southern Baptist minister. We know how open-minded they are. And he said this, I believe it's a lot easier to change the Constitution than it would be to change the word of a living God. And that's what we need to do. Amend the Constitution so it's in God's standards rather than trying to change God's standards so it lines up with some contemporary view. Now, here's the first thing. No one's trying to change God's standards. In other words, if you have some religious view that you know says you can't be gay or women aren't allowed to think for themselves or, you know, whatever, then that's your religious view. It's okay for you, but not for everyone. That's what they don't understand. It's okay for them. It doesn't apply to everyone. Although Kansas did try to apply it to everyone. Don't know if you heard this. The House of Representatives in Kansas, who probably been, I don't know, going to school in Texas. Anyway, they tried to pass legislation saying it's okay to discriminate against gay couples if your religion doesn't agree with gay couples. In other words, you can literally put up a sign like, no gay couples eat at this lunch counter. Wait a minute, where have we seen those signs before, backed by religion? Oh yeah, in the segregated South in the 50s. Remember, we fought this war once already. Getting off topic, getting back to their biblical law. This is my question. Who draws a line and where? Because the Bible has some interesting laws. You know, there was a period in this religious history that they were big on stoning. And I don't mean the good kind of stoning like Colorado and Washington. No, I mean stoning. For instance, if a woman is found not to be a virgin on her wedding night, she shall be brought to the door of her father's house, and there the men of her town shall stone her to death. That's in Deuteronomy, okay? Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Hear that, ladies? Be quiet, or else there'll be some stoning involved. That's in Timothy. If a man commits adultery with another man's wife, you think a Southern Baptist preacher wants to be bothered with this? We'd lose them all, Mr. Gingrich. Anyway, if a man commits adultery with another man's wife, the wife of his neighbor, both the adulterer and the adulteress must be put to death, Leviticus 20:10. Anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death, Leviticus 29. I don't know how anyone in the Bible lived past Leviticus. I'm just saying. Finally, for 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day shall be your holy day, a day of Sabbath. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. So if you're on those morning talk shows on Sunday, you should be in church and resting. You're death. Every death. Just what? We're going to put you to death. So, and when do they draw the line? I remember. It's the biblical laws that are convenient, like the ones that allow you to discriminate against gays or ban abortion and women's rights, but not those that, you know, say you have to die for cheating on your wife, because they like doing that. Just now, here's the other side of the coin, and I'm so cool with this. I have to listen to this podcast, all right? I haven't listened to it yet, but I will. It's a podcast by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson, a collective known as the comedy duo of Sorry About Last Night, and the podcast is called Guys We Fucked. I love that. Yeah, it's Guys We Fucked, and they're taking on the double standard that women who enjoy sex are somehow sluts or worse. Fisher says, there are many times in life to be shy, but my vagina is not shy. What's funny about this podcast is iTunes won't run the podcast because of the title, because of the content. I don't know, because of something. But I say good for them. And they talk about being comedians, young, hot women who do comedy. I don't know if they're funny or not. I'm holding no judgment. I've never seen them. But they talk about how going into comedy clubs, they get hit on, and how comics and certain bookers said they wouldn't put them up unless they had sex with them. And I know that goes on in my business. So good for them. Good for them. And I think they should take Guys We Fucked on the road and maybe hit some of those Southern Baptist churches. Why not? They're young and hot. Those preachers like that type. And here's another thing about this Christian law and all these so-called Christians, and I'm not insulting real Christians. I'm talking about the public Christians, the ones in the business of Christianity. Why is it like the Duck Dynasty guys and so many more of them that consider themselves American and Christian? Yeah, it's American, damn it, American. American, as you liberals up north, these Americans. Why is it they have the same beards as the Taliban? Has anyone else noticed that? They sport the same hair. It's pretty amazing to me. I don't know. So that's my tip for the week. There's your podcast, Guys We Fucked. It's hilarious. Good for these two girls. Shouldn't be too hard to find the podcast. Just Google it. I'm going to check it out. And speaking of guys getting fucked, and I don't mean to be crude on my podcast, but these are the words being used. Let's talk about Michael Sams, you know, the gay guy heading to the NFL, maybe heading to the NFL. They're nervous about him. Immoral, not a good man. He's gay. Now we got Ray Rice. It didn't take long, did it? It really didn't take long. Ray Rice is a running back for the Baltimore Ravens, knocked his girlfriend out at an Atlantic City casino, punched her in the face, and knocked her out cold, and was caught on video basically dragging her out of an elevator. Like, he's a football player. You could at least do a fireman's carry. You could at least pick her up, throw her over your shoulder. Nope. Dragging her, caveman style. Maybe they like it more that way, out of an elevator. So that's it. Again, you know, Michael Sam, immoral. But this guy, well, he just knocked her out. I don't know what she did, but whatever it was, you know, they were both arrested. They're going to be charged, blah, 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 blah. Bottom line, another football player abusing another woman, but that's okay because he's not gay. Okay, you know I'm an Olympic fan, and particularly I like the sliding. Yeah, I like it. I like luge. I like skeleton. I like bobsled. I don't know why. I think my favorite thing is when they talk about how they control it, and I'm like, you really? You're in control of that missile? But this is my problem with the bobsled team. Lolo Jones. That's right, Lolo Jones. You remember Lolo Jones from losing everything in the Summer Olympics? Well, she was put on the Winter Olympic team as a brake woman in a two-man bobsled. That's the one in the back who helps push and supposed to be on the brakes, but if they ever touch the brakes, the driver would kill them because you can't slow down the sled. Anyway, Lolo makes the team. We know why Lolo makes the team, because Lolo is tall and hot. Lolo is beautiful. Lolo has a name. Lolo has endorsements. Lolo has the whole package. Lolo has everything except winning. Her team came in 11th. Now, what medal do you get for 11th? I think it's plastic. It's a plastic toy medal you buy at the store on the way home. But who gets interviewed? The Americans who came in third, the Americans who came in second, no. Lolo does, because she's beautiful and she's in 11th place. All right, enough. We need to stop paying attention to Lolo Jones. She's done. She's a, excuse me, she's a loser and she's a whiner. She complained about getting a check for $740. It was like the monthly stipend for being in Olympic bobsledder. And that wasn't enough for her. So she posted, how can I pay my rent with only... Listen, you know what? You know what? You get all kind of endorsement money that the other athletes don't get. You're endorsed by Oakley and you're endorsed by, I don't know, who else pays you, but enough. Okay, you look great, you're hot, but you didn't win. What about the people who won? Can we give them a little credit? I'm looking for the names right now. I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it because I'm looking through this article and the only name I see in this article is Lolo Jones. But I know that the two American women came in second and came in third. Elena Myers and Lauren Williams and Jamie Grubel and Asia Evans. They were the two American women's bobsled teams that did what they were supposed to, won medals, and they got no press at all. Even I was guilty of it. I'm sorry. Lolo, go away. There's no other, there's not a spring Olympics, is there? Because she'd get involved in that and ruin it too. Okay, getting back to more personal stuff. Going to wrap up the podcast pretty soon, but I have to say tonight I was on an episode of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You know how much I love that show. And tonight, for the first time in my life, I met a U.S. Senator, Senator Mark Warren from Virginia. Really a nice guy, Democratic senator, former governor. I did not know, but the governor of Virginia had to be referred to as His Excellency. How cool a gig is that, that they refer to you as His Excellency, even if you're mediocre? They still call you Excellency. Yeah, I tried that joke. He laughed. And that's my point. This guy did laugh. This guy, like, he had the politician smile and the politician handshake. But once he got past that and talked to him, you could see he has a sense of humor. He's obviously intelligent. And he's probably what you'd want a senator to be. So why aren't they getting anything done? Could there be more like him? And fewer of these just blowhards and out of touch and basically horrible people. Now, I don't know if he's a great senator or not. I'm not going to sit here. I will say that he made one big mistake. He commented on kicking Justin Bieber out of the United States, which is really bad when you got three young daughters in the teenage Justin Bieber years. But that was just as a joke. But I don't know. He seemed like a good man. I don't know why they don't get anything done. Oh, maybe here's why they don't get anything done. Let's look at Mitch McConnell, okay? You know, the Republican senator who said that their only job was to make sure that Barack Obama was a one-term president. So we know it's the fifth anniversary of the stimulus. Okay, the Republicans say it's done nothing. Yeah, the economy's exactly like it was 5 years ago. Mitch McConnell, of course, says the stimulus is no success. It's a tragedy, blah, blah, blah. You know, now, you know, this is what else he says. We know what the stimulus was, okay? It was government money pumped into the economy for various projects, one of which was infrastructure. When, you know, so while McConnell calls the stimulus a tragedy and a horrible failure, he goes back to Kentucky, where $6 million in stimulus funds were sent to repair an old Army depot in Madison County. And to me, that's one form of government welfare, where they keep these military installations that we don't need going because it employs the town. So they pump $6 million into this Army depot. And Mitch McConnell is right there saying, this is going to be a source of significant employment. We could have up to 600 people working, blah, 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 blah. Brags to reporters about what this new project in Kentucky
paid for by stimulus funds from a stimulus he calls a tragedy. That's why we don't get anything done, because that is a senator. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's about it for the podcast. I am going to be appearing at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, one of my favorite clubs. It's just a little club, if you can call it that. They use ballrooms at the Holiday Inn in Hasbrook Heights, and it's Friday and Saturday, March 7th and 8th. I always have a great time, so if you're in Jersey, please come through. I think Governor Christie's going to allow traffic to get there, I think. And finally, I'm looking for a car, and I think it's going to be a Cadillac. Yes, folks, I'm coming back to America. I'm going American. I'm looking at the Cadillac CTS. I absolutely love it. If you know anybody who wants to buy a BMW 135, have them look me up online, okay? I'm serious about that. I'm selling my Beamer. I'm buying a Caddy. I'm going American. Did I say American? I meant American. No, I don't have a beard. I'm going American. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends about the podcast. And also, follow me on Twitter. Tell other people to follow me on Twitter. I'm working on trying to sell a book idea, and I need Twitter followers to prove to the publisher that people like me. You do like me, don't you? Thank you.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.